Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
After months of campaigning, the candidates are shifting gears as they turn to their get-out-the-vote strategies for tomorrow's primary election across the state. After multiple debates last week, the gubernatorial candidates spent the final weekend crisscrossing the state meeting potential voters. We spoke to Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry this morning about the final hours of the campaign today, and he said at this point, for the campaigns, it's no longer about trying to win votes over to your side.
At this point, a couple of days before the election, people have their minds made up. Remember that this is a primary, it's a low turnout affair, and the people that are going to turn out and vote have some strong feelings.
Grossman, he's closest to Coakley. What's his best hope then?
It's a long shot. One poll can be wrong, but every single poll that's been taken has shown Coakley with a huge lead, and it's very unlikely that that's going to change on Election Day.
Well, same question for Berwick. Is he playing now for a future election, do you think?
I think Berwick wants to be governor. He was a long shot. He sort of parachuted into the Democratic Party. He started with very low name recognition, and it doesn't seem to have paid off for him.
You mentioned the low turnout tomorrow expected in terms of not many voters going to the polls. Who's that help?
It certainly helps the front runner. She has a very large organization, and I think Coakley's going to be able to get out her vote. They've been working on their organization, and if they fail to do that, Grossman maybe end up closer than he is right now in the polls, but I think that she'll be able to pull through.
Who do you imagine has the best get-out-the-vote effort?
I think all candidates have worked hard on that. Coakley says she has the biggest. It's very hard to judge from outside. So I think all three candidates are actually going to get out their vote. The advantage for Coakley is that she has more voters, period.
On the Republican side, a cakewalk for Charlie Baker over the fellow Republican, Mark Fisher?
An absolute cakewalk with a lot of icing on top of the cake. Fisher has not caught fire, has not gained any traction. He's looking at a humiliating defeat.
How would a big win for Baker set up a match against the Democrat, expected perhaps to be Martha Coakley?
Well, Baker's going to enter the race with some momentum at his back. If Grossman does a little bit better than expected, some doubts may emerge about Coakley. So that, I think, would be the dream scenario for Charlie Baker.
Do you think that Martha Coakley in this race thus far has erased the doubts of Democrats, or at least some in the Democratic hierarchy, that she can win a big race?
I don't think she can completely erase the doubts about her until she wins. And it's going to be a close race against Baker. So Democrats will carry those doubts forward all the way into November.
Do you think that matters, that she lost the 2010 U.S. Senate race? Do you think that matters to anyone except the hierarchy of the Democratic Party? Does that matter to the rank-and-file voters?
It's clearly an issue that is much more concerns the chattering class than the average voter. Party registration, party identity is very important. And I think going forward into November, Coakley has an advantage that she is the Democrat.
Jeff Berry, thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.